is it, 604? Which is about normal. So first order of business would be roll call.
Commissioner Lopez?
Present.
Commissioner Geary?
Here.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Here.
Commissioner Peters?
Here.
And Commissioner Miller?
Here. So before we start, we've got a new face up here. Mrs. Peters, she's been a fixture in this room for 5 or 6 years, I would say. Maybe more than that. Seems more than that. But it's a long time, and she's earned her stripes by being here and learning the ropes and wanting to help out. So I'm going to throw it over to her for a little bit. She wants to talk all about herself.
Mr. Blackburn is making me talk about myself. My name is Michelle Peters. It's probably been about 8 years that I've been coming to these meetings monthly, and I remember my very first meeting walking in with a young lady in the audience. Her name is Stacy Jitsky. You guys might remember her too. We walked in together for the first time, and one of the commissioners, I do not remember who it was. It might have been Geary. I don't know. I don't think it was, but it might have been. And someone said, don't come in here, and it wouldn't have been this rude if it was you. I don't think. You can't just come in here one time and expect something to happen. I was like,
that was Janice.
Janice Anderson said it, and I say, you know what? I will be coming every month, and I have been, except for a few absences that I missed, but I made a commitment to come to these meetings. You guys know how much I love coming here to these meetings. And then that was advocacy in its depths, coming in here asking for all kinds of crazy stuff I believed in. And made the commitment to come to these meetings, and it's taught me a lot. My perspective has changed. I enjoy the company I keep, and now my commitment is a little bit more official. As you can see, I have a name placard in front of me, and that's, I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
I'm here ready. I
did a ride along a few years ago, and it was with Sunday, and Neil, Sanapa, and
me.
Her, and right along in that car, I could tell how passionate she was about trying to save pretty much every dog she saw. But I think it's a good thing, you know. But I thought, boy, this girl's serious, and she's really earned her stripes to be here, and we're glad to have her. So,
thanks.
Anyway, so thanks very much.
The only thing is, we won't have as many people talking, so that's not.
One less person.
You're sitting through your comments. So.
No.
I made a post on Facebook announcing the fact that I became a commissioner, and just one of the things I said was I remember going in there and giving these people a really hard time. So
No, I don't think you gave us a hard time at all. You just kind of told us what reality was.
Okay.
I think you were honest.
My version of honest. I love that.
I think you were honest. I mean, it might have been a lot of graphic stuff that we didn't want to hear, maybe, but I think we needed to hear it. So we appreciate everything you've done, and we're happy that you're here.
Thanks, guys.
Before I get any further, we don't have a big group here, but any electronic devices, please turn them on off or mute, please, before we get started. Assuming proceedings for last month, and everyone had a chance to take a look at it. I hope I have. They look really good. Is Amber still doing those?
What? The summary? Yes.
Okay, the summary, yes.
What?
So if there's no discussion, any motion to approve? Like to make a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
Good. No, second. That's excellent. Okay. You all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you so much. On the consent agenda, we had, and I looked at all three videos, but there's one item on here from Charity Cisco on some dogs being left out to roam around. I saw the videos. And I understand that the calls have been resolved, but if anyone would like to pull for discussion, we can talk about it. If not, I need a motion to receive and file.
No, I just couldn't open, so.
You couldn't open?
No, it wouldn't work on my phone. But that's okay.
I'll
check on myself.
It just shows a dog jumping back over into his yard, or someone's yard, I don't know whose yard it was.
Climbing a fence.
Climbing a fence, yeah, that's about it. He's climbing a fence. So that's pretty much all it was.
I make a motion to receive and file.
Thank you. All in favor? Audience center, sorry.
I'll second that motion.
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you so much. Public presentations. You can't do this. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the commission on any matter not on the agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the commission. Commissioners may respond briefly to statements made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff for factual information, or request staff to report back to the commission at a later meeting. Also, the commission may act to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record before making your presentation. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes. And when we say address, we're looking just for zip code, really. Table one. None. Nobody? Okay. Table two, any comments?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking over Michelle Peters. Good evening, Sandy Johnny, 93309. If I didn't come prepared, usually I have a speech with me, but just wanted to say that Bakersfield Strays started 4 years ago in June of 2022, and to this day we have saved from the street in the field $664. Now, the only thing that I would like to mention tonight, and I'm very passionate about that, I know the spay and neuter is actually moving forward, which is great. And I know today, Robbie, on your little, or that was yesterday, no, today, on your little rant online live, you mentioned about, you know, how many dogs were finding in the street that were not, you know, spayed or neutered. And as a matter of fact, on Saturday, when I did my feeding loop, I found 15 dogs on the 8 mile loop. By the way, Mr. Collin, the clock is not ticking. I'm just letting you know. 15 dogs on an 8 mile loop that, and they were all unaltered, meaning that there is obviously a problem that people are not altered, you know, spaying and neutering their dog. And in addition, since January 2026, because I'm the record keeper for Bakersfield Strays, we have found 6 moms with 33 puppies in the field. I know in the scheme of things, compared to what the shelter takes in, it's not a whole lot, but to us feeders, since we're a small group, 6 moms and 33 puppies, that's a lot. So that means I think it's very important to keep on educating people. And of course, I am 100% for the ordinance in Kern County. And also, I am in favor for additional animal control officers because we need enforcement. We really do need enforcement. I'm tired of seeing puppies in the field. I'm tired of seeing, you know, the horrible things that we see, and nobody is basically, you know, found responsible for it. The last example is a Rottweiler that went through the shelter named Bear. Well, Bear, actually, we have to take him to BCA. He was found with additional bullet in his body, one close to his lung, just so you know. And who is going to be held responsible for this? Nobody, unfortunately. So that's why I think, you know, it's very important that we actually ask a representative for additional animal control officer. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you very much for the comment. Anybody else on table two? Okay, table three. Joan, Terry, guess up.
Joan Payton, 1-2. You talked about earning your stripes. This commission started with 06. I have missed less than a handful of meetings in those 20 years. I just want you to know this commission does not represent me. There is not a one of you that understands a preservation breeder, a responsible owner, somebody who would die for their dogs. You guys don't understand that. If you ever want to know where this commission came from, how bad it was 20 years, give me a holler. I've been a volunteer at the shelter for almost 20 years. I watched dogs be put in a blue bin and rolled out and killed. What was their net, like 50 or 60,000 a year?
32,000.
It was a ton. We fought for the SNP bus. We fought. The commission said, it won't work. They finally gave in. They did it. They came back the next month. They said, we could have done 10 SNP buses. Hello? I was a volunteer when there was a Green Gate. If your dog was picked up and taken into the county shelter, it died. Unless there was a member of staff that you walked in and said, did you see my dog? And they saw that dog, you were not allowed to go look for it. Mr. Matt was sued twice, and guess what? The county promoted him. He retired young with a lovely pension. Nick's job used to be a stepping stone for people who wanted to retire. They moved them in for 2 years, so they got a bigger pension. We got it moved out of that department. Things started changing. You guys say that we don't know how bad it is. No, you don't know how bad it was. So I just want you to know, I've seen more than I ever wanted to see. I have taken dogs in. I go to the shelter at least once a month and try to do what I can. And I'm just really, after 20 years, I'm really tired of being put down and treated like I don't give a crap. But none of you represent me. And the Board of Supervisors has let their constituents down. I'm sorry. I appreciate your time and your efforts, but none of you understands responsible dog owners.
Can I give her a little more time, because I do want to ask the question, that what is it that this, not the task force, that this board does not understand? It happened with the ordinance that we tried to approve.
You guys, the first commission, we told them, back then it was San Mateo County was the poster child. They were the first county in the United States to implement mandatory spay neuter. The chair, he was very much for it. So he calls up San Mateo County, talks to the guy, says, hey, I see your numbers are down, so mandatory spay neuter is working? The director of animal control said it was the worst thing we ever did.
Okay, so I'm still trying to understand what we do not understand.
You guys, all you do is rescue. I mean, and that's a big thing. You guys do great work, but you don't rescue.
No.
But you do the horse things, whatever, I can't remember what it's called.
But what is it, does it have to do with the ordinance that we tried to put through?
It says right on there, mandatory spay neuter.
There is an option for legitimate breeders, which apparently
but
you guys had an issue with that.
Yes. It's historically through all the United States. I could go look up and find you stacks of things. We're the only ones. We license our pets. We're responsible.
And we never intimated that you weren't.
But when it comes down to it and these people start pushing for mandatory spay and neuter, we're the ones that are visible. What are there? Probably 10% of the county is licensed. So you don't know those people out there that are causing the problem.
So in your opinion, you thought we were going to go after you guys?
Historically, that's what's happened all over the country.
Okay, but that wasn't the answer.
I know one lady that was a four-generation breeder of schnauzers.
Dogs didn't happen
extremely. No, but it just keeps, it runs down. It goes all over the United States. So what's to stop it here?
Okay.
There should be somebody on this committee that is a responsible preservation breeder that shows dogs, that trains dogs, whatever.
Well,
we had one, and she got rolled through the mud big time. Janice
Anderson.
No, I know. I
she was treated like dirt.
I understand that. I have nothing to do with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know you did, but since then, I mean, how many dogs do you guys own? Not your rescues.
Enough.
I know you have horses, and I know you have livestock and horse and dogs. I know you have cats.
I have two dogs.
That's an accomplishment. Two cats and or two dogs and how many cats?
I don't have any cats right now.
Because Lori used to bring the cats.
Okay, so
that's really not the point.
What
somebody needs to be on this committee A commission is supposed to represent the entire public.
Which we tried to do, and that's why we had you guys on the subcommittee.
And that was how many years ago, and now there's nobody?
Well, there's nobody because it was totally shut down because apparently enough of us who wanted to go forward didn't step forward. And the ones who didn't did it under the radar and had it shut down by all the supervisors because...
If I can interject, I think we should probably move along.
All right, we'll talk about it another time.
Can I respond to Joan, not on what she was talking about, but something that she said?
It's, if it's on the agenda.
It's not on the agenda.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so I guess it's a no.
I actually have something to say.
What,
just continue
what?
It on.
Okay.
You get your minutes.
And I'm really enjoying the coolness, I truly am. Just to speak to what the ordinance says on the exceptions, and you said there are exceptions for legitimate breeders. It is exceptions for breeders as defined by the state of California. And if you read what they say, is that you have to be breeding every year. You have to have, I think it's a minimum of 2 litters per year. And that is not what most breeders do. Most breeders will have a litter maybe every 5 years, hobby breeders. So there is no legitimate breeder exemption. The exemptions are if you have a dog that is so sick and you're a veterinarian that has to agree to this and sign for it, and also say when your dog might be well enough to be spayed or neutered. And if the dog is too old, then there's an exemption. And the other one is a high volume breeder, which to me makes absolutely no sense why that was put in there. But that's the only exemption.
Well, I'll tell you what, next month I'll bring my copy of the ordinance, so there is an exemption for you guys, because I made sure that there was one on there, and you guys have forgotten
about it. I'd like to read your copy, because every copy that I have from the subcommittee,
there
is nothing like that.
Wait, I have a copy of the finished.
I would love to read it.
Go through it again.
Do you have an electronic copy?
Just
a hard copy?
I have a hard copy. I know that much.
Okay, then you. You're marking up. I'd love to read what it actually says.
Okay.
I'd
be happy to go over it.
Good. Thank you.
Let's put that on the agenda for next month. Okay. All right. Since there's no more comments, bring it back to the head table. Staff announcements or reports. The director's monthly report. Do we need to move? Yes.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get the lights?
I can't get out.
Andrew will do it.
Gary, I got you.
Oh, that's really dark.
Thank you.
Unless you want to break your
mouth. Hey, which one would you rather?
Go dark.
Dark.
There we go.
Okay.
That one.
I
had
a doctor's call on the garage.
My name is Nick Cullen. I'm the director of Kern County Animal Services. I'll just take a few minutes to touch on some important points in the director's report. We have a few pieces of digital content we'll show the audience as well. The month of June, we're right in the thick of the summer, which is usually the peak intake months, June, July, August, September. Especially July, but our adoptions in June were pretty substantial. 533 animals were adopted in June, which is pretty significant for us. Our foster care program keeps moving along. 252 animals entered our foster care program. About 92% of the animals that enter our foster care program end up being adopted or transferred to a transfer partner, nonprofit partner. Our rescue partnerships are just, our rescue team is just working overdrive. 381 animals that went to transfer partners. I think we did some, I presented some statistics at a staff meeting on Tuesday that we've sent about, just in the first 6 months of the calendar year, about 2,100 animals to transfer partners. And the amount of transfers is catching up to the amount of private party adoptions, which that hasn't happened since about, well, I don't know, 15 years or so. So our rescue team, our transfer team is working overtime. Our spay-neuter program provided for the sterilization of 413 animals in the month of June, too. And I think we're at about 4,000 total animals just in the first 6 months of 2026, the calendar year 2026. Our promotion for June was $20. And then I think we did the California Adopt a Pet Day on June 6th. That's a statewide sponsored adoption day. We waived our fees for the Adopt a Pet Day. It didn't do as well as we thought it would or we hoped it would, but we had just done a fee waived adoption, I think, what, 2 or 3 weeks before? It wasn't very far. And that one was pretty successful. I think we placed 90 animals at that one. So this one was a little less successful. Just as a reminder, our offsite adoption team is out in the community taking adoptable animals to adoption partners all throughout Kern County. We have some really wonderful partners, and I would throw it out there that if you know of any adoption partners, any businesses or retail establishments that you think would make a good adoption partner, someplace to host a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday adoption event, reach out to me. But we try to focus on some of the overlooked dogs because we know that not everybody is comfortable coming into an animal shelter. They think it's sad. They think it's noisy and smelly, and sometimes it is all those things. And so we know that if we take advantage of people's propensity to be impulsive, then we bring animals out to where they are, and they are more inclined to adopt an animal in that environment. So our offsite team is important to what we do. Just a few examples of some of the adoption partners we have. Canine Creek in Tehachapi. There's a drugstore downtown, Your Drugstore. It's in the bottom center picture right there. They actually are hosting one of our microchip scanning stations, too. Find a stray dog. You can take it to the Your Drugstore 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and scan it, find a microchip, and return that animal to its owner, hopefully. Tractor Supply is a great partner. Actually, Tractor Supply is going to be sponsoring a portion of our mega adoption event this year. They're a wonderful partner. Raising Canes hosts us anytime we need the Sparkling Image car wash people, man. They're super accommodating. Anytime somebody else pulls out and we're not able to make it, Sparkling Image car wash will host us, and they're always super just accommodating and inviting for us. This next slide is going to be a video. And this is just a produced video. Somebody had produced this video for our use. It's a video on our Streets of Bakersfield program. Let me start this over again. I don't know why it's not working. Hold on a
to rescue, then the third one got adopted. So today, hoping for the same success. 10 a.m. this morning, picked her up, gave her a bath, and now we are walking at the park. After we get some of her energy out, we're going to take her to a restaurant here locally in town that allows pets, and we'll let her sit outside and get water, and we'll probably get her something off the menu because they know they have a menu for dogs. I just think it's a great opportunity for people to get to know the dogs other than just a kennel card and kind of see them in a more natural environment around children, around other pets. Know their behaviors more before adopting, and it's more successful for adoptions because you know what you're getting.
Credit to what is that? John Follett, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in college.
Credit to John Follett for making that video. It wasn't even anything that was asked of him. I don't think he just went and did it. And it was super well produced. So that's our Streets of Bakersfield program. I probably can't even say enough about what that program does for our shelter pets. Really, I can't say enough for what it does for the community's animals too, because I think that the Streets of Bakersfield program also opens up people's eyes to the stray problem. Many people who come in and participate in Streets of Bakersfield, they've never been into the shelter before. And a lot of them are just taken aback by how many animals there are to choose from. So the Streets of Bakersfield program works on just a lot of different levels. But ultimately, it's a significant way to market our animals in the community, to use social media in a way that we're not able to use because it's tapping into other people's algorithms. And it does result in a pretty significant rate of placement for those animals that do leave. So Streets of Bakersfield program, super important. Sometimes if you know people who know that there's a problem and they want to help out, but they can't volunteer, they can't adopt, they can just take a dog for the day. And that's our Streets of Bakersfield program. We recently started a sleepovers program. So not only can you take a dog on a Saturday for the Streets of Bakersfield, but you can turn it into a Streets of Bakersfield sleepover, which just means you keep it over the weekend, bring it back on Monday. And there's a surprising amount of people, actually, that take advantage of that. So please, promote our Streets of Bakersfield program for people that want to try to find a way to help out shelter pets. Our spay-neuter program, as we said earlier, 413 animals were altered in the month of June. We made it out to Boron. I think that was a cat clinic that we did in Boron. But we're still heavy in 93307, 93308, and then 5 and 6 as well, because that's still where most of the dogs are coming from. Thanks to some of the folks in this room and a lot of the folks in the community, the county board committed another $1 million in spay and neuter funding that was not assured of anybody, and that required public input, and that required some passion, and I think that's clear that the Board of Supervisors saw that and heeded it, because they're contributing another $1 million to spay and neuter for unincorporated areas. So I'm grateful for that, and as I say every year around this time, I guarantee you that at the end of the fiscal year, we'll have spent all of that. I think we spent all of that and more. I think we went over this past year. Our vaccine clinics, we do about 25 vaccine clinics per month. Not per month, per year. And in the month of June, our team administered 444 rabies vaccines, almost 200 parvo distempers, over 230 feline vaccines, 43 microchips. We're also offering border televaccines too, which we're getting more and more of a demand for. Our field services team was busy, 1,500 calls in the month of June. As is always the case, Northeast Bakersfield is the leader in field calls. Officers were able to return 35 dogs to their owners, and 76 animals were secured on property. Secured on property just means there was like a fence open or a board in a an offense that needed to be fixed or some sort of reason why that animal escaped, and the officer is just problem solving to figure out how to fix the fence to secure him back on property. Our commercial animal facility permit, we had 5 inspections in the month of June. We currently have 52 active commercial animal facility permits. This next slide is going to be another video, and this is about Pip. Was not produced by some other dude. That was produced by Mr. Danny Little.
Pip almost has hair now.
I don't know. Pip was a 10-year-old male Pomeranian. He was picked up as a stray on the east side of Bakersfield. He came into the shelter, as you can see, in rough shape. He was super matted all over. He didn't smell all that kind. But even though he was in that shape, he was a sweet dog, is a sweet dog. But just goes to show the effort that our team puts in and the value that some of our relationships with the transfer partners provide. Our volunteer program produced 786 hours donated in June, almost 4,000 hours year to date. Talk about our Tails for Tails program. So we've been doing that for quite a few years now. The last Wednesday of every month during the summer, we invite children, I think between the ages of 12. Is there an age limit, Danny? No age limit. As long as they're with their parents. To come in and literally take a seat in front of a kennel and read to a shelter pet. And it may sound ridiculous, but I'm telling you, like, to see how the animals react to the children reading, like it's like something out of a produced movie. Like, they quiet down and they pay attention, and it seems soothing to them sometimes. And like, it's interesting to see some of the children. Some of them have never been in an animal shelter before, and some of them, this is their first experience in an animal shelter. And that's part of the reason for the Tails for Tails program, is we want to have an experience with a child that's not bad, that's not negative. Introduce them to the idea of an animal shelter and the idea of dogs in animal shelters so that they can see that they're perfectly well-adjusted, friendly, sweet, beautiful dogs, just like you'd see anywhere else. And we seem to be succeeding in that because it's still very well-attended. I think we had about 25 kids at the first one. And again, it's the last Wednesday of every month, so we have one coming up the week after next week. There's really no signing up. You can just pretty much show up at the Tails for Tails event. So the next one will be July 29th. It's from 5:30 to 7. You can email us if you want to get information in advance, animalservicesvolunteer@kerncounty.com. Big shout out to the Kern County Library, who surprised us with all the books for the program. This next video, another video, is a clip of a dog named Scooby-Doo, a staff favorite. And here you go.
I don't really know if he knows down enough to say, like, that's a training step, and you know, it goes. You know, sit.
Oh, you did it. Good boy.
Sit. We're going to have a power nap. We're going to be on in, like, 6 minutes, something like that. And you sit.
What's that?
I sit.
Good boy. Be so gentle. It's going to try to safely trap these cats so I can take them to, like, the snip bus or something.
Yeah. Our Wag Wednesday this week is Scooby-Doo, and yes, this is, I think, our second Scooby we've had. He is available for adoption from Kern County Animal Services. Sit, shake, down maybe even, and we're pretty sure he's potty trained. He's kind of like all of it. He's just the works in the best way possible.
So that was a new segment that was on 23ABC, and we just want to give a shout out to 23ABC. They're super cool partner. Their Wag Wednesday segment, like, I really think it was mostly Grace's idea. She's the one that is on camera. She's the anchor there in the afternoon show, but she made it important to do a pet segment every week at the station, and she does it with multiple agencies because she just wants to make sure that all of the agencies that are placing animals for adoption are getting an equal opportunity to market those animals. I think SOS does brings dogs on there too. Yeah. That's our behavior team member Celestial, and that's Scooby-Doo. That was the first time she was ever did a media segment, and she did really well. By the way, you're going to see a lot more people, not my face, doing media segments from here on out. Just don't be surprised. We started a pet food pantry at the county animal shelter. This is through a donation or a grant that was obtained. And the only reason I bring it up is if you know folks that are struggling to feed their pets, there's almost literally no questions asked. You can come to the county shelter. There are some questions asked, actually. But it's a quick few questions. It's for data mining more than anything. It's lifestyle questions. I think there's 6 questions. And that's it. We don't, you know, make you show ID. There's no city and county. Like, you just, if you come in and you tell us you need help feeding your animals, you can come down to the county animal shelter during normal business hours and we'll give you food. Our officers are out in the field. They also have containers in their truck. So if you see an officer, just express to them that you're having trouble feeding your animals, and they'll give you some pet food to get you by. Oh, and by the way, the city of Bakersfield has a pet food pantry as well, and that pantry is seeded by this program also. So I think theirs is by appointment only, but that's another option for folks who need food to feed their pets. We started having some community meetings all throughout the county. I think we've had 3 now, technically 4. It's really just to engage the community and answer questions about how animal control works, explain how they can best use the resources that are available to them, and honestly, to get feedback from the community about how we could be doing better. And so if you see us share any of those, we have another one in August. It's going to be in the Northwest area. So if you see us post about it, please share it. Some of them have been pretty well attended. Others have been less so, but even the ones that aren't well attended, it's good conversation. Important too. Right now, currently through 2026, we're saving just under 80% of all the animals that come to us. I think I mentioned before that the rescues, the transfers almost are equal to the adoptions, which is not often that we see that. And that wraps up the director's report. And I can answer any questions you might have. Can you turn the lights back on here? I've been asking you to turn the lights on.
Sorry.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for the report. Who's doing it?
Not Mike.
That's it. I think it's safe now. Okay. Thank you for the report. I'm going to open up to the commissioners. Any questions on the report? Commissioner Peters?
Of course I do.
Good for you.
So I think one of the first community meetings that we had was in Lake Isabella, and Nick came up there, Officer Padilla, and we talked to the public, and I'm looking at the field service calls, and Lake Isabella is, you know, a very small population, and what we were able to do, and some of us are still following through, are teaching people how to use the animal control and make calls in, because historically in the valley that I live in, a lot of times people would post on Facebook and think that was going to fix the problem. So right now we were taking time, Nick explained it, why he was there, and I, when this report came up, it made me happy that, not for Nick, because that's a lot of work, but there's a lot more calls there, and if you invest in your community and teach them how to use the services available, we can have a stronger community. So thanks, Nick, for not giving up on these meetings, and that's proof that it works.
Thank you. One comment I have is on the statistics, you've got two pages to one page, and it makes it really small. And I go through these each month and crunch them, and I'd like to see them back on full-size page even next month, if we can do that. If you're trying to look at it online, you really can't even read it. I don't know if you've checked it or not, but you can't read it. So I printed it out, and it's, you know, it's barely readable, but if you get on full size again, that would help me a lot.
The trees.
I'm sorry.
You have to worry about the trees.
I know. Well, I hate to waste paper, but that's not a waste. It's not the back side of this paper. Okay, I want to open it up to the group on any questions with the director's report for this month, first row. Okay. Good job on the graphics again. Second row.
Scooby-Doo, what happened to him?
He was adopted.
He was adopted?
Good. Good question. Okay. Last row, third row, any questions?
When and where is the Northwest Animal Wellness Committee? I think you said it was in August?
August 12th.
Are you talking about the community meeting?
Yeah, this Animal Wellness
Committee. The day before school starts. 12th.
And do you know where it's going to be in the Northwest?
Rusty's Pizza, I think.
Yes. As long as we're talking about the community meetings, because we also have wellness clinics.
So we're going to put that flyer out probably Friday or Monday. It's August 12th, and it's at Rusty's Pizza, and I don't have the address location with me, but
I put that up.
I know. Yeah.
I'll send it to you, Joe.
Nick, I really truly think those community meetings are very great, but what can we do to make more people participate? Because, you know, I went to the last one, and I was sad because that was in 07, which is one of the big problem area. What can we do? I know we have to share Facebook and stuff like that, but is there a way that we can actually tell people, hey, come, because it's very important?
So we do press releases.
Okay.
Right before the meeting, within about 4 or 5 days, because if I do it too early, we know that it's going to make it even worse. And then share it on social media. Reach out to friends, people that you know that are in animal wellness. Lean on your networks.
Honestly, I wish I knew how to encourage people to participate more in animal welfare conversations and meetings. And, you know, there's people in this room that have been involved in this for a long time. And, you know, sometimes these rooms have been empty and sometimes they've been packed. And, you know, unfortunately, it seems like some people only get interested when the building's on fire and when there's not something to, I guess, really be upset about, although there's always something to be upset about, then they don't feel motivated to be here. So I just, spreading the word that, like, not only can you learn at those community meetings, but you can ask questions, you know, and we wanted it to be about animal control, not like the shelter, animal control, because we thought most people's experience with animal control is not at the shelter, it's with a field officer. And so we wanted to set these up to answer questions about animal control. And so there's a lot of misunderstandings, misinformation. Sometimes there's a lot of fear to contact animal services. And so this is just an opportunity for people to ask those questions. And I do my best to answer them, you know.
Hey, Commissioner Mims, up next, and then it's your turn.
So what I would tell you is, you know, when we see all those questions on Facebook, like with, like, why isn't animal control? You invite them right there. You tell them to come on. It's really hard. A lot of people give up on meetings. There's not enough energy. It takes time. So we got to sell it to our community and try to build the gap between the system and it takes time, and you showing up is a good start because people will follow if you talk about it in a good way. And it'll take all of us to build it. And a lot of times Rome's not built in a day. It takes time. But it's beneficial, man. Like Nick said, people can learn a lot. They can ask questions. Because a lot of times we get all these questions, right? Being animal rescuers, and we don't have them all correctly. So animal controls being available and coming and be open and meet you like openly, not on the clock, and you can get some of these questions answered.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, lady.
One suggestion I have for your question, I work at a community college here, and we have a bunch of community boards. And people can come from the public, and they can bring, I think, up to like 25 flyers, even if it's just a black and white copy. And our students actually like really look at that stuff, and that's a really great way to get in front of, I'd say, the younger ones. And I'm sure that Cal State might offer the same. And I know that it's just been like really helpful in getting like the younger people, and they actually, I will see them sit and read every little thing. And we have a lot of different community boards sprinkled all across campus in really prime locations, like our dining, our coffee shop, and things like that. And Michelle, Commissioner Peters has my information. I'm more than happy to help anybody navigate their way through that. It's really easy to go to our Office of Student Life, and they're really helpful. So that's just kind of an idea of maybe, like, paper actually goes a long way, funny enough. So I just noticed that we have a lot of people that their eyeballs are on that. And then we get a lot of community people walking through the campus too, so it's a good way to just get in front of people, QR code on it or something. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Okay, bring it back to the end table. Since we've answered all the questions, I need a motion to receive and file this report.
I make a motion to receive and file.
You second? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No? Thank you. Okay. Commissioners' announcements or reports. On their own initiative, commissioners may make an announcement or a report on their own activities. They may ask a question for clarification, make a referral to staff, or to take action and have staff place a matter of business on a future agenda. Starting with Commissioner Lopez.
I do have a comment. I'm not reporting on my own activities, but at the June 10th meeting that I did attend, there was a comment. comment, and I don't know who made the comment or how the scenario cropped up. Someone commented about how there was like dog that kind of really hung out with the children of some lady, but she didn't want to take ownership of it because she's like, well, it's not really my dog. My kids just hung out with it, but et cetera, et cetera. And then I traveled to Mexico for like 2 weeks in late June. And so now, reflecting from that comment or that scenario, and then Mexico, there are such things as community dogs. And like, just that is just a way of life in some communities in Mexico where like, yeah, they don't belong to anyone, but the whole community is aware of these dogs' existence, right? Yeah. And they make sure, and they do, I mean, I won't go into what community justice may look like, right? But like, they do hold people and wrongdoers accountable in their own way. Like, yeah, maybe there are no code enforcement officers or animal control officers citing or anything like that, right? And things are done a little bit differently. But just that conversation about like, or that conversation from that community meeting, and then just what I saw in Mexico and how people, like, yeah, there's no ownership, right? Yeah. Like, not this is my dog, but it's like communal, like, ownership of these dogs, and we all look out for these dogs. Yeah. So it's more of like a reflection of like, I mean, other places do things differently, and so I don't know if, I'm not saying, you know, that is the right way, but just like reframing also like what we think about in terms of like, yeah, maybe there is no ownership for a lot of these dogs on the streets or anything like that because it just doesn't exist, right? And it seems to be what some people may be used to, right? So anyways, just reflections on what, you know, that one comment from that meeting and then what I did see when I was in Mexico for 2 weeks.
Glad you brought that up because in Turkey, they do the same thing with cats. They're community cats, and everybody kind of feeds them. They take care of them, and they don't abuse them. You know, they're really smart about the way they do it. But they are community animals, and you're right about that. Mr. Gary.
Okay, I
don't know if someone
has a question.
This is our turn. No. I'm fine with taking a question if it's about.
Okay.
It's like the community creates them. And the community takes responsibility for them.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a much more positive attitude than just, you know, throwing them away.
Right.
And nobody wants to take responsibility.
Yeah, that's a different attitude, you're right.
It's an entirely different attitude.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's what's needed here in Kern County, is a whole attitude adjustment.
It's a difference.
You know, because we're known nationwide as a not very animal-friendly place.
Well,
so there.
We're pretty friendly, but it's not 100%, that's for sure. Richard, here.
Nothing new on the front of anything that I've
done. This is fire season.
I know, it's fire season, and we've been keeping tabs on all the stuff that's happening in the other states, and it's just horrific. There's shelters, Colorado, Texas. I just saw a video that they're trying to get horses out of the water. Horses are in the water. They probably felt safe there, but they needed to get them out so they didn't get swept away. But it's thousands of horses being housed elsewhere until they can get this all set. Mm-hmm. Get everybody back to normal. It's going to be a while. So fortunately, we haven't been called out to do anything. I don't know if Nick has at all, not to go to another state or anything. It's bad. But on a personal note, I wanted to apologize to Joan and to everyone here. You hit a nerve tonight. It's been on my mind for quite some time, and I actually even said something to somebody on this commission tonight that I just... I'm really bothered about all the time and effort that other commission members and ones that are no longer here, the time and effort, and you guys, the time and effort that was put into trying to work out an ordinance
yeah.
and I'm glad that it's going to be on the agenda, and I look forward to being able to talk about it. So thank you.
Joan was on the first round of the group, so it was exhausting. It just was. Where are these thousands of horses in the water at? I need to know.
That was in Texas, in Banderas, because
we have
a place in Granbury, Texas, which is probably 2 hours from Banderas. It's south central.
San Antonio area down there.
Yeah. They're flooding. They're flooding. The whole place is flooding. So the cattle owners, the horse owners.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're hot here. It's 109 down here, for God's sake.
Yeah. And they can't get them out of the water?
Well, no, they got them. They got them out of the water, but the video was them in the water, and they were calling for them, but I think they felt safer, the horses felt safer to stand in the water.
I believe them.
But they got them out. But they lose a lot, too.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
Well, it's very interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay, Commissioner Peters, how about you have something to do?
Well, as the current safe canvassing lady, I have canvassed Bakersfield College and their billboards thanks to the direction of Stacey Jitsky when it comes to spay neuter flyers. But now I am going to put it on my to-do list for the community meeting, as everyone pointed out that is a good thing I can do. So I shall go to that community meeting flyer at BC. I just don't know what that looks like. In this time, I don't know if they have school. So then I will be doing that.
They're up till like the 17th of August.
Because it's hot, we are not foot canvassing, so this is going to be a good way to get more people to come to a meeting. That's it.
Really?
Yes.
Well, we enjoy the students coming here too, because
I
think they got to see what civics in action really look like. So, Commissioner Miller, you come on. Did you do a?
Oh, it's been a little slow.
You did one in the last month. I know you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did several. It's just, we were able to spay and neuter a lot of pets in the month of June.
Do you have an idea how many?
I'd have to ask.
She'll look at it.
The boss.
Yeah.
Talk about something else real quick.
I really think of anything.
Well, the snip bus lady
just under 500 in June.
How many?
500.
Okay, the snip bus lady will be here.
She will not now be here tonight.
What was that?
She won't be here tonight.
No, next month. Can you try to make that happen? We're going to put her on the agenda next month. Because it's just going to keep rolling until we get her. Because I'm determined to learn more about this. Okay, anything else? Okay. All right.
How about you?
We were
waiting for you today.
I don't really have anything
okay.
in the animal world. I've got other worlds, but not the animal world, unfortunately.
Yeah.
School world, I can talk about that, but logistics world, but not the animal world. Let's see. I had a niece that was taken off life support last week. My world. That was my world for the last 3 weeks. That's why I don't really have a lot to talk about. 39 and died. Can you believe that? It's really a friggin' shame. Okay. Old business, we have none. And the new business, of course, we have, and this was going to be here next month. So I'm looking forward to her deal. I think it'd be very informative and very interesting. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, August 19th. It's going to be a dual meeting. Wednesday, August 19th. So what I need now is a motion to adjourn.
I will make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Okay. Hey, all in favor?
Hi.
We'll see you next month. Thank you very much.
Thank you.